This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Between kids, I think justice is extremely, extremely important. Between kids is a great opportunity to have injustice, or a great area where injustice occurs. Probably the biggest injustice is between girls and boys. Like, girls tend to be, there's so much is demanded of them because they accept the orders. They don't fight back. Boys may resist a lot more, so it's harder to deal with. Between kids, every parent is a judge. And this is really important, to make sure you judge fairly. Now, when you judge, to give you very, very, very basic structure of judgment and how to be a judge, the first Sayyidul Adillah, first we discuss the evidences. What is the chief evidence? And by the way, all this is metaphoric or allegoric justice, in the sense that half of this could never happen. It could never happen that a parent will be the actual judge and his child is one of the plaintiff or the defendant. That could never happen. But within the household, you have to be a judge. And the first piece of evidence is the admission. And so when a child comes and makes a claim, so-and-so took my book. All right, so-and-so took your book. I need you to understand something. As much as I love you, I cannot make a statement against your sibling, right, just because you told me. I can only judge on what you can prove. And so you have to understand that telling, when you tell, doesn't mean it's an accepted truth. I can only make a judgment based upon what can be proven. And I've taught my kids this, and I recommend you all do too, that what the nature of a complaint and a judgment to be passed by the parent. So nobody should ever use, if you don't believe me, you don't love me. That's ridiculous, because it's about what you can prove happened. Are there witnesses? Again, this is a metaphoric justice, because in court, your siblings and your rivals cannot be witnesses. So without witnesses, there's not much I can do for you, but I can advise you. I don't know what happened with your book. I don't know who took it. I can't say, see, so-and-so is denying. So-and-so is making the allegation. There's no evidence, so I can advise you. And here we have from the Prophet, peace be upon him, situations like that, where someone does something, there's no case. The victim comes to the Prophet, so I said, there's no case. But he's upset, so he gives advice. That's the difference between in these families. You either have proof or it. Now, if there's an admission, then there has to be justice. And what's the justice? If it's physical, then it's qisas. Qisas, of course. What did you do? What did he do? He hit me with a towel. Are you going to say now, all right, you hit him with the towel? Yes, you could. If it's not really serious, if it's just childish stuff, no harm in that, right? But they have to establish justice in their house between their children. How else is justice established? Justice is established through the distribution of chores. That's a big unfairness that occurs between kids. One kid is doing all the chores. No, there needs to be systems. Once you have more than two kids, pretty much, even maybe with two kids, there has to be a clear system of justice with the chores. And there has to, so there needs to be days. All right, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday are you. Thursday, Friday, Saturday is me. And then Sunday we alternate. Like, even day, first and third Sunday is you. Second and fourth is me. So any chore that happens, or any privilege that happens on that day, you get it if it's your day. So you get the privileges and you get the chores. So who sits up front? Whoever's day it is. Who has to clean up after a dinner? Whoever's day it is. Like that. So there needs to be justice in distributing the chores. Now, what about situations where a person, there's a type of privilege or a trip? How do we decide that? So that also, you can decide that by order. So the oldest one will get the first chance, the youngest one, and so on. Or by lottery. The Prophet ﷺ used lottery, meaning just chance. Put your names in a hat and we'll just pick one out. Put your names in a hat, we'll pick one out, and that person gets to go first. And then the next one, we flip-flop back and forth. So the first layer is the rules of the Sharia. The second layer is going to be learning how justice is established. How do we establish justice, even just in a home? The greatest of justice is going to be the Sharia. Haram should not be allowed to flourish, should not be allowed in, should not be anywhere. And the Salah has to come first in a household. And once you have those homes where there's Sharia and there's justice, you will have a small heaven in your home. It will be a small paradise. Then you give that, you just maximize that now. In anything you run, you operate with these principles. So that's just like a basic fundamentals of how to have established fairness and justice in a house.